This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. The latest COVID-19 update from the Louisiana Department of Health reports 2,679 more confirmed coronavirus cases and 47 more confirmed deaths, bringing Louisiana's COVID-related death total closer to 8,000. The number of hospitalizations decreased by 58 and the number of patients in need of ventilators decreased by 10. There are also more than 45,000 total probable coronavirus cases in Louisiana. Yesterday, Governor John Bel Edwards issued a statement on Twitter encouraging employers to allow their employees to work from home if possible to help stop the spread of the coronavirus.
I am strongly encouraging all employers and businesses to utilize remote work whenever possible. Limiting the number of people in an office setting not only helps to slow the spread of COVID, it also ensures that employees remain healthy and productive.
New, more contagious variants of the coronavirus first identified in the United Kingdom have since been detected in the New Orleans area last week. The latest vaccination data for Louisiana shows that a total of 301,316 COVID-19 vaccine doses have been given since December 14th, with over 33,000 more doses administered since the Department of Health's last update on Tuesday. Public health experts say many groups are still hesitant to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Allison Winicki is president and CEO of the Immunization Partnership, a Houston-based nonprofit. She says medical experts estimate that to curb the pandemic, at least 70% of the population needs to get vaccinated, but closer to 94% would need to be vaccinated to end the pandemic.
But with these problems with trust, messaging, vaccine availability, distribution, and access, these are real hurdles that we need to address and at the local level.
Winicki talked during a press conference earlier this week organized by Children at Risk, a research and advocacy nonprofit. You've been listening to Red River Radio News.